So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve.
Okay, no scratching your beards, guys. We're on air.
Hey, scratch, scratch. No ASMR beard scratching allowed.
No beards allowed at the moment, actually.
Oh, yep.
We're all pretty well.
Well,
John's,
I mean, you just did it.
John shaved.
I could hear it. It's disgusting.
Here's the point.
Welcome aboard.
John, you had a little, you had kind little of your Shakespeare vibe going on the other day, and you got
cleaned
rid of
it up. Cleaned it up this morning. Hey, Steve Newell.
G'day.
660.
Yes. 660, till the lights go out. This is the new documentary that's in cinemas from tomorrow.
Is it a skate move?
What? Oh, listen to this, the disbelief.
Is a 660 a skate move or a surf move?
Well, as you'll learn when you see the documentary, as you'll learn from this documentary, if you want to see the origin story of 660, this is contained in the film. But many people know the story. It's the address of their flat on Castle Street in Dunners.
Ah.
It's number 660.
Have they bought it? Have they gone back and bought it?
Pass. There are, in this documentary that catches up with the band and tells the story of their origin and sort of what's been going on with them over the past decade, there is some nice real estate scene in this film, as you'd imagine.
Their flash pads.
Extremely high-earning musical phenomenon.
Mm. Is there any dirt?
Someone's making money in New Zealand music industry.
Is there any dirt dished on this band?
It's a bit of a funny prospect because I can't think of many other docos that catch a band kind of midway through their career. So, you know, what do we got? We sort of tick off all these things like the origin story of the band, the background of the members, and that stuff's pretty interesting. I quite liked, you know, it's not a band that I have spent a lot of time really thinking about as a collection of individuals.
Who's
so
the
learning
most interesting?
About them is quite good.
Who, anybody like just got out of prison and picked up the guitar?
The guy that dropped out of the band to continue pursue. So they're a band of, this will surprise no one, rugby players.
Hey.
And one of them decided that actually he was more into becoming a Māori All Black than continuing to be a musician, so he chose to do that. And that's pretty cool. And he did become a Māori All Black while the guys that were in 660 became New Zealand's biggest band. So
fucking hell.
They probably have high five here and there when they hang out together, I guess. Also interesting is one chap whose dad was the guy who started the Mongrel Mob in New Zealand.
Oh.
And so that's quite
Didn't choose to become the top of the Mongrel Mob then? Decided to go the way of the guitar.
He went the way of the guitar. His dad actually quit the gang life to be a dad. So it's kind of nice.
Any
to him, I see. I got it.
Sex and drugs in this documentary?
No.
Yes, he just said his dad. Well, there's a dad there. How do you think that came about?
Yes, there are families and therefore there is procreation. That is technically accurate. There's a book we can show you segment, John, about some of these things. Mm.
The drug is sunshine and fuck yeah.
Like, what age group do you think the 660 documentary is targeted at?
This is an interesting question because if you think about that band and how many tickets they sell and records and streams and all the things that generate those big numbers for them, those aren't the sort of people that I imagine would necessarily be racing down to see a movie about that band, right? It's a band for getting loose with your mates.
Mm.
And that's kind of it. So I don't know if you sort of imagine what the audience at Rhythm and Vines or their... Hey, did you know they sold at Western Springs? If you imagine the audience of Western Springs wasted having a party, I'm not sure if they're going to pour themselves into a cinema seat or not. But hey, we'll find out. It opens in the cinemas tomorrow. There is enough stuff to recommend this if you've got any kind of interest in pop culture. You don't have to be a fan to watch it.
If you don't know, we'll play some 660 right now for you guys. Here you go.
We've got I think we've got
Everything's mad.
We've got a medley of three songs that'll sort of take us through to the 5 p.m. news after this. Look, we all know the music's not for everyone.
I
want to see the spectacle. I want to see heaps of them running on stage and the back of their shirts with like the wire going down for the in-ears, and they're all like, come on man, let's fucking smash this for the fans, you know, that kind of shit. Yeah, all that shit.
I was in a band that could sell at Western Springs, so I admire what they've achieved.
I'd rather be a Māori Orbit.
Music's not to my taste, but good on them. Mm. Go Kiwi.
Look, you know what? I kind of feel the same way.
Odd.
Where this docker becomes a bit difficult is when they kind of get into this
Where are they going?
Exactly. So they kind of recap some like tensions within the band, some problems that they have with a couple of record companies, a couple of international deals that didn't work out. But because it's this thing that's still kind of on wheels, they can't really go, here's all the shit that actually happened inside our band. They kind of just, because they've still got to keep the band going and keep a preserve a certain kind of, I don't know, image or story around it. But it's definitely...
Did they adopt a dog or anything at the
interesting
end?
Interesting thing.
Plant a tree or something.
Didn't see dogs adopted. No.
Someone's saying lip service review. Weak.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
What do you want us to do if I haven't seen it?
I mean, I watched the movie and I'm glad I went to see it. I wouldn't have walked down the road to buy a ticket unless there was a media screening invite. And I'm glad I got to find out a bit more about them.
Look, I think your review was totally fine.
It makes me not want to listen to their music particularly, but that's how
you can't help it.
But that's where I started.
But you've got to go to the supermarket to get your shit. So it is what it is.
Also in concert film land, I mean, look, there is a bit of live music in this, but it's predominantly the documentary. But if you want something that's more purely performance based, also in cinemas this week is David Byrne's concert film American Utopia. This is directed by Spike Lee. This is the show that he brought here in 2018.
Spike's been busy, hasn't he?
Yeah, and he's great with this because he kind of gets what this David Byrne show is all about. I really regret not going to Spark to see the show. It was a real fucking stupid thing to do, John, and also Steve.
Well, I knew that Spike Lee was going to make a documentary about it, so I'm not fussed.
So gutted I didn't go.
Kind of wherever you are at with Byrne...
There, guys.
It's kind of easy to forget how completely infectious he is. So when he's performing, there's an energy to it that really crackles. And this show is a... really interesting and really interestingly staged one. It's there's kind of no backline. The stage is a square that's just framed on three sides with some kind of hanging chain, and all the band are like dressed like David Byrne with no shoes, no backline, yet they're still playing
all the
music.
How big's the band,
by the way? It's quite choreographed. There's probably like up to maybe 15 people on stage at any one time.
Boy.
It's all choreographed. There's a lot of movement, and Spike Lee's camera work's great for this as well because he gets that when you're filming a show like this, like just having a bunch of static cameras is a bit silly. Like the camera needs to move with the performers. It's kind of got a bit of a sweet Hollywood musical vibe at times, and that the camera's going to kind of dance around as the performers do.
I struggle to watch this.
This one's in cinemas again. Like, I think you kind of need to be a really big fan to see this at the movies, but it's one to keep an eye out for. I watched it on a screener and had a good time.
But the sound system sound pretty good as well.
The sound system you'd want, like Dave Dobbin watching The Matrix.
Right.
You'd really want to crank it on an old stereo system for full immersion.
A couple of vapes. Dave Dobbo. Someone's just as what happens during this segment, flicks in that. People just text in reviews. Greenland is bad.
Oh yeah.
It could be a geographical comment, but I think that's a recent movie, isn't it?
Yeah. It was 30%.
30% good, Joseph.
It was like 15% bloody awesome.
Did you text this in?
No, I wish I had, though. I mean, I wish I'd succinctly reviewed it like that last month when I went on about it. Because I keep thinking about it. Right. I was thinking, you know,
Someone remind me what it's about?
15% was really good, but
End of Days.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
It's over. And it's just Gerald driving around in his car looking for his son's medication.
Yeah. I watch that? I think I accidentally watched like an older Gerard Butler movie, and it was pretty much the same movie, I think.
While we're talking about things we talked about in this segment before, also available to watch in New Zealand legitimately is the time loop rom-com Palm Springs.
I give this a big angry thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah. A hungry thumb or a big hungry thumb?
Big hungry thumb.
I've seen the trailer and I'm intrigued.
You should do this.
You heard that Big Hungry gave it a thumbs up, so...
I'm excited.
Whether or not you think a rom-com is for you, I think that there's enough kind of gags in this film and enough kind of interesting stuff going on to justify it. Couple meet at a wedding. They soon find themselves reliving the same day over and over, and it's like Groundhog Day.
Basically Groundhog Day.
But somehow they get away with it, man. I don't know how they get away with it. I was ready to be pissed off with this movie, and it just was like, damn it, it's actually pretty good. It's got the guy from...
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Andy Samberg from The Lonely Island in SNL. I think it works because... it has a really good kind of nihilism and melancholy to it that is the best solution for the characters is to get phenomenally wasted quite a lot and kind of be shits. So it's quite entertaining.
Someone's saying they asked David Byrne the time at Notting Carnival 97. He freaked out when I recognized him. Someone else was saying, watched Made in Italy last night and it was all right.
Well,
so there you go. People are definitely watching movies out there.
So I think what I'm taking from this is that this segment is on the studio publicist's radar, and now we're hearing
more info about the Loop rom-com, please. What's it called again?
It's called Palm Springs.
Oh, no, then we got a text saying, "Don't worry, got it." Sorry.
It's called Palm Springs.
Season 2 of Undercover is also really good on Netflix. Check that out there. Enjoyed both seasons.
There's a lot of text coming in, man. This is...
Wow.
People, get out there and watch a movie, everyone.
Well, can we just do a quick poll? Can we just get a yes or a no on 660, the concept?
The concept, the band, or the movie?
Let's just do a quick count on that.
Look, I think my mum likes it, man. You know, so I don't want to take that away from my mum.
I was just thinking most of the audience at Western Springs is probably families, you know. Mums, dads, and a couple of young kids.
Speedway.
Really, you don't think it's like... I sort of think there's a big quotient that's Rhythm and Vines attendees on the pingers.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And then maybe...
Singing along.
But they do try and... Some of the talking heads in the film, like Carnoy Lloyd, tries to explain or try and work out for herself on camera what the audience for 660 is. And
fuck,
you kind of can't do it. You can't do it. They shoot...
That was a text, sorry.
They shoot... Far out.
and a no on both. Wow. Is, another.
They shoot the audience coming into Western Springs, and it is incredibly diverse. It's like all demographics and ages represented. So look, it's for a lot of people. It's just not for us. Maybe we're the ones that are missing out, guys.
That's it. That's BFM.
Well, anyway, let's get into this 15 minutes of 660 medley that we've got queued up, we can all figure it out for ourselves.
No one else want to swear about it? Okay, we're out of here. Thanks, man.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.